And welcome to the Jim Priedus Talk Show. And of course, I am your host, Jim Priedus. Our narrative, if you read on the introduction page, is 12-21-12. But we also have other features we're going to be talking about. But what I wanted to start with is, of course, the Mayan calendar. And how will this affect you? Of course, if you saw NASA the other day had an article on MSN, and it said, no apocalypse. Really? Then tell us why Congress has decided to build massive underground bunkers in Washington, D.C. Colorado is building them in the Rockies. I saw this. I don't know if you saw this. You remember Jesse Ventura, the governor, previous governor of Minnesota? He has a program on cable, and he was showing these, and this is exactly what they were doing, was building these bunkers and telling us that there's nothing to worry about. Now, if you were to ask me and say, hey, Jim, is 12-21-12 the end? I would have to answer in the affirmative, six of one, half dozen of the other. The fact of the matter is, three things have to happen before the end. Number one, Jesus has to come back if you're a God-fearing Christian, okay? The tribulation, okay? And I'm sure you've heard of the tribulation. And there's a third item. Now, I'm not going to tell you about that third item, but I'm going to make you think about that one for a while. I will give you the answer on January 30th. That's also a Monday. Remember, my shows are on Monday, and I apologize. We got just a little bit of a late start this evening. We didn't hit 6:55 on the button, and I hope those of you who are regular listeners on the BBS radio will forgive me, and I hope you're still there. I hope you gave us a moment to tune in. This won't happen next week, I've been assured. We had a little problem with Skype, and we will, of course, make sure that that doesn't happen again. Okay? What I want you to do, if you want to follow along with me on this show and, you know, week after week and get all the answers, I want to say one thing. 12-21-12 is not one answer to one question. It is a number of features combining to give you an answer. And I call it a giant jigsaw puzzle. And I'm going to give you the pieces to that puzzle. And it starts, I'm going to give you something like philosophy. The beginning is linked to the end, and the end is linked to the beginning. And by that, I mean we start with the Neanderthal man. Boy, I'm telling you, my mouth can't work tonight, huh? And the Cro-Magnon. Okay, now we're linked from the Cro-Magnon all the way down. And there are many things that you need to connect with them all the way up to 12-21-12, up to today, UFOs and aliens. Okay, and I'm going to give you some UFO websites. For those of you who don't believe in UFOs and aliens, I want you to take these UFO websites down. I want you to see what has been discovered, and I want you to know that the person you're listening to has been right there when they crashed in Germany when I was in the Air Force. One of them crashed right on my base. Okay, so you're not going to convince me that UFOs do not exist. I will convince you they do exist. Okay, there was a second one that crashed nearby. It was the length of a football field. Now, you're not going to hear this stuff because this stuff is all blacked out. Okay, there's a lot of stuff the government didn't want you to know. Now, remember, this is in the 60s, the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, maybe late 80s, early 90s. The government kind of like made it sound like anybody who believed in UFOs was kind of a, you know, well, you know, when he was born, his mother dropped him on his head. That kind of, you know, stuff. You're crazy, you know. And yet we're seeing more and more of these every day, and they're all over the internet. And these are not what you call trick photography. These are the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. There are UFOs out there. Science has now predicted that there, or have rather stated that there were 11 dimensions, and just recently corrected that there are 14 dimensions. And you may have heard about some of the movies on television, and these are part of the jigsaw puzzle. Star Wars, Star Trek. What were the other ones? The movie B. Okay. You're going to be surprised how real that may turn out to be. In addition, how about the remember MacGyver? He starred on a program called Stargate. Okay. Well, for your information, in case you didn't hear this on the news, Congress actually had an investigation into something called Stargate, and I have it here, and I'm going to get to it. I don't know where I put it. Like before I get in any further, I need to tell you, my main light overhead went out just as the program got started. Isn't that exciting? So I'm kind of like, I got three small lights, and it's hard for me to read all this stuff. I know I have this stuff somewhere. I'm going to give you some websites. I'm going to give you my WordPress site. I'm going to read some of the stuff. I have an article I wrote, is 12/21/12 Doomsday. No way. Anyhow, going along with the jigsaw puzzle, there are other elements. The lost continents of Atlantis and Lemuria, they play an important part in 12/21/12. This goes back to Planet X or Nibiru. Have you ever heard of that planet? It's all over the internet. Okay. Now, Planet X or Nibiru actually the Earth and the planets in our solar system go counterclockwise around the sun. Okay. And Nibiru actually goes clockwise. And it takes 3,600 years to circle the Earth. I mean the sun, the Earth. The sun, okay? That 3,600 years, it goes between Mars and Venus on its way back out. Mars and Jupiter. Yeah. Trying to remember my facts here. Yeah. Anyhow, I've been reading up on Nibiru for actually a couple of years. I've got some articles here. Where are they? Let's see. This one here is Planet X, a new kid on the block. Actually, he's been around for millions of years. He's actually a rogue planet like Neptune. Neptune is not from our solar system originally. Neither was Nibiru. Planets have been flying around the solar system, around the galaxies, around the universe. And sometimes they get caught in certain suns, and sometimes they actually go right into suns, okay? Another story for another day. I'm going to tell you about a black hole that scientists discovered and how it relates to the Book of Revelation, okay? Okay, I'm going to get to that in just a minute. But in addition to the items I've just told you, inside the giant jigsaw puzzle, as I call it, we have ESP, mental telepathy, telekinesis, and mental suggestion, psychics, clairvoyance, and spiritualists, which, by the way, I was emailing back and forth with this lady, hoping to have her on tonight. She said she would call me this week. She was not able to be here tonight. I wanted to have her as a guest. So I contacted another lady back in Ohio. I was hoping to have her. She's a very renowned in this field, and she's actually got a book out, and I was hoping to get her, and unfortunately she never got back to me in the email. So I lost two potential guests for tonight. I'm so sorry. I will pound on them all week with emails until I get them to say they'll be with me next Monday. I wanted to have someone here so you could hear a second opinion or second, research, because there's a lot of research that goes into this. In addition, we have alien sightings and then angels and demon sightings. Now, if you go on the internet, and I'm, like I said, I'm going to give you a lot of information on where to go. And if you know how to use the internet, if you type in angels and demons, whether you go to Google or Yahoo or Excite, you will come up with a number of angel and demon pictures. Now, these pictures are not trick photography, because the digital cameras, from what I've been talking to some engineers, can actually see things. And if you've been watching some of the cable programs, they have ghost sightings. They have, in fact, Comcast, which is my my main internet whatever. I like Comcast. It's my homepage. has every now and then popped up items for ghosts. And there was a program on television called Phenomenon. These things all interconnect. They all intertwine. And they all come together. Tom Hanks, brilliant actor. I love him. All the way back to remember that comedy he was on, him and that other guy, Solari, I think it was his name, and they starred in that Bosom Buddies. Remember that was a comedy? When I guess that was in the 80s. My cat is trying to – hey, do you want to be my co-host here? Hey, settle down, kitty. She's a real character. She's jumping up and down on the tables over there, and I don't let her do that normally. I think she knows that I'm hooked to the headset here, and I can't get up and chaser. I get to fly swatter and I don't hit her with it. I just kind of like, you know, and she looks at it and runs. Little Dickens. He's a little stinker. Anyhow, ghosts on camera and Comcast had those as well. And so, you know, if you have, for example, if you're an atheist, a secular humanist or a socialist, you don't believe in God, spirits and things, I've got news for you. They do exist. They do. Believe you me, they do. Now, because I'm going to be here an hour, I would maybe open up Skype to some of you in the second half of the show if anybody wants to call me, okay? Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm new to this Skype thing. And, in fact, that's why we had a problem tonight. Maybe I better not do that until I get used to this Skype thing. I'm liable to cut off my show by accident. I was on another network. I actually syndicated on two other networks. And one night I was on and lost my servers and everything. And that is embarrassing, because how do you go back and tell people, oh, you know what, I got cut off the stupid servers. You know, people listen to your show. They want to know you're going to be there, and they want you there constantly. Okay, ghosts on camera. There was a program called Phenomenon. This links into it too, and I'm going to show you how this links later. Like I said, I'm just going to give you the list of things, and then we'll go ahead and add those later. There was one called Phenomenon. It was really interesting. A little six-year-old boy, he says to this police officer, there are two dead bodies back there in the back. He says, how do you know? He says, because they talk to me. So is this little six-year-old boy the ghost whisperer? And so I have a lot of problems with people who don't believe in God, who don't believe in Satan, who don't believe in, you know, angels and demons. They're there. In fact, they're here. So they're not just there, they're here. And if you had seen this program, I saw this on PBS back in, I want to say 88, 89. There were three universities. This cat is really getting, okay, get my fly swatter. And show her the exit the room. Okay. So, there were three universities. Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me, Jim?
Yeah. Who's this?
This is James.
James, how you doing?
I was just wondering, because you were supposed to start tonight at 6:55, but you started later.
Oh, you didn't hear what I said. We got a bad connection on Skype. And I started, about a minute or two late. I apologize. I'm new to Skype, and so I missed up on the connection, okay? But we got it on, and that won't happen again. So where was I? Let's see. I was talking about ghosts and phenomenon. We're going to talk about authors as well. Edgar Cayce, who was, of course, known as the Sleeping Prophet. We had Nostradamus. Many people have heard of him, and Mother Shipton. One of the people that has written a lot of information, books that are out today is, of course, Zachariah Sitchin. I don't know if I pronounced his name right. And he really did a lot of research into what are called the Sumerian tablets. There were 30,000 tablets they discovered buried somewhere, I think, in Iraq or Iran. I forget where they found those. And he deciphered these, and they were from the ancient Sumerians about maybe, I don't know, 5,000-6,000 years ago, maybe longer. How all this intertwines, like I said, from the beginning, it all intertwines, and the beginning links to the end, and the end links to the beginning, and all these are the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle, and we're going to get into them in more detail later. Right now, I'm going to go through all the pieces, so you'll know, of course, the Mayan Indians were the ones who came up with the calendar that has an end date of 12/21/12, and I'm going to explain to you how there's information technology that says there's something to this in just a minute. Of course, the Hopi Indians in New Mexico, they also have what they call them it'll come to me later. He was on television. I was watching him. Spirit leader or whatever they call him. And he was telling his audience that the Hopi and the Mayan may have been related, and that's how they have the same information the Mayans have. So they also believe that 12/21/12 is a very significant date. And this date, by the way, will be a day that will have some very climatic things going on. Okay, one of the items I discovered was an article by scientists who claimed that there will be a very serious volcanic eruption somewhere in the South Pacific around that date, which will affect all the Teutonic plates around the Pacific. Okay, you get into that and you start having a lot of serious problems. Okay, we have authors like Sybil Leake, David Icke, and Wes Penry, who actually had a physical confrontation with an alien, okay, and you can find him on the internet along with David Icke, and David really has a lot of great information. Sybil Leake, she kind of verified what Einstein and Tesla both said. For example, in one of her books, in 1967, she wrote that the United States Air Force was doing a test, firing a missile down, what they call downrange, east to west in the Pacific. West to east. I'm sorry. It was coming towards California. And somewhere on the radar screen, it just disappeared. And they sent out aircraft and ships to search for it. 3 days later, it appeared in the same spot on radar. And Einstein had said there is a tear in the fabric and the time warp, and the atomic clocks are 40 seconds off. Okay? This goes back to the Bible, where God told one of the prophets he would stop the earth. And this goes back to Nabarro in about 7,200 years ago. Okay, you see how all these things are starting to piece together and link together? There's more to this universal mystery than meets the eye. Einstein wrote about it, so did Nikola Tesla, and this was the warp in the time fabric, they were calling it. And then you have other things that they wrote about called interdimensional travel. So this goes back to that. Now we have six different what are called like the Devil's Triangle off the coast of Florida, and you have six of them, three in the northern hemisphere, three in the southern hemisphere. Okay? So ships disappear, aircraft disappear, all sorts of people are disappearing in these so-called triangles. Now, when you go back to Atlantis, I was reading a book from one of my authors, Ruth Montgomery, and she talks about the crystals. Okay, now I read about that in some other books as well. If you've been following, Atlantis research and things like that, the crystals, they are believed to be in those, perhaps, in the ocean underground where they went under. All those places that there's devil's triangles, land has gone down. So there's a good possibility large giant crystals are there. They affect air travel, transportation, everything. This was what they used for in those days, okay? And when we get back to Zachariah Sitchin, he wrote about the Sumerians and how they made contact, or rather aliens made contact with them, and they call them the Anunnaki, okay? So the Anunnaki, they are all the way back to the Neanderthal man and the Cro-Magnon all the way to this day. I started to mention about Tom Hanks, okay, and I'm going to get back to him again because he, I started to mention that he was on Booze and Buddies before I got that call. And what happened was Tom Hanks had two movies, Angels and Demons, which he exposes the Illuminati in, and a lot of people thought the Illuminati was fiction. It's not. The Jesuits are the Illuminati, and they are an evil group, okay? And there's a bunch of churches that are claiming, for example, that the Catholics are the mother of harlots, and there's all this information going down that they are the ones who are going to be trying to rule the world. Okay, there's so much of this stuff going around, but you need to find out where all the links are. And what I want to find out from Tom, I'd like to get in touch with Tom Hanks. I'd like to find out if he made the movie to expose the Jesuits and the Catholic Church, whether he did it to expose the Illuminati, whether he did it to just make money. And just make a movie. I don't know what the answer is. And so these are some of the things I'm researching in my research. Okay, another one of my authors that we'll be talking about who has a very serious position in all this is Dr. John Coleman. Okay, Dr. Coleman wrote a book called The Committee of 300. Now, he was interviewed on another radio program back in the 90s in San Francisco when he first wrote this book. And this book is shocking. When you find out who the Committee of 300 happened to be, you'll know who the most powerful and ruthless people in the world are. And inside the Committee of 13 is called the Committee of 300 is called the Group of 13. And they are the like the chairmen of the board, you might say, and they rule the world. They're your Bilderbergers. They're your Masons. They're your Illuminati. They're your Jesuits. They're all these groups combined, and the Council of 13 is the head of it. Okay? Now, getting back to 12-21-12. NASA said, like I said in the beginning, there's no apocalypse, okay? Have you heard of what's called the web bots? That's WEBBOTS, web bots. And if you haven't, you can look it up on the internet, and this will give you a lot of serious answers, okay? In the 90s, the engineers who designed this program designed it for stock analysis to find stocks that were going to make a lot of profit for the group of people who designed this software, okay? But as time went by, they noticed that the software actually did a lot of other things. It actually told them about 9-1-1. And it told them about that tsunami over in Indonesia. It told them all sorts of other information that most software doesn't tell. And it went on and on and on. The interesting part about it is that it ends on 12/21/12, and it came back with an analysis and said that there would be a data gap until May of 2013, meaning there will be no radio, no television, no internet, no cell phones, no communication of any kind. It's going to be mass panacea, okay? When society has a disconnect, what happens? You have panacea. You have mob rule. You have so this is what is possibly around the corner. I'm not saying that's exactly what's going to happen, but it's a possibility, okay? We're going to get into another area that's going to throw a monkey wrench in this whole thing, and it's called parallel universes. According to some information I was reading that these scientists were speculating on, that you could have a twin brother in the next universe standing right next to you. Maybe not doing the same thing you're doing, but in that universe. Maybe the gal who told you she didn't want to marry you married your twin over there. So this is some interesting stuff that's coming back. Another thing I discovered, and these are some things that are not connected. I'm going to give you just a few little side notes. If you're into YouTube, this was really, really interesting. I saw a bunch of flying dragons. Uh-huh, dragons. Yeah, okay. That's all on that side note. Time warp, okay? How does a time warp fit into this? Well, again, it goes back to what we were talking about. Sybil Leek was talking, wrote in her book about the missile that went downrange. The time warp fits with all the different, like the Devil's Triangle off, I think it's the Devil's Triangle is near Japan, and then the Bermuda Triangle is off Florida. There are six of them. And I don't recall where all six of them are, but they all have something to do with the time warp, okay? And then, so you, for those of you who say, well, you know, if we have this cataclysmic event, I don't want to start a panic or anything, you know, saying millions of people are going to die. I've read on the internet where they project a lot of people are going to die. I might die. Hey, I'm prepared for it. I'm not afraid of it, but I want to bring you up to speed on life and death. Recently, and I've got some other books here too, Bobby Brunson, I don't know if you've heard of that name, he was struck by lightning. He was clinically dead for 28 minutes, clinically dead. Do you know what that means? That means if you come back to life after 5 minutes and you're clinically dead, you're brain dead. I'm going to give you a sad example of that. My cousin Gussie, his daughter fell in a swimming pool. She was in the water for 20 minutes. She was just a baby, about a year, year and a half old. She is brain dead. She is in a institution in Arizona, I believe somewhere around Phoenix. That's where they were living when this happened about 30 years ago. And the paramedics saved the baby. But they should have let her die. I mean, she is – it's so, so sad to see that. Well, Bobby Brunson came back 20 minutes later, clinically dead. He had gone to heaven. He actually witnessed a meeting with Jesus. He wrote a book. He and his wife, Kay – I believe her name was Kay – wrote a book called Struck by Lightning. So if you want to check it out, it's on the internet. Okay, now, 28 minutes and he's normal, okay? So you need to understand, if Jesus sends you back, you're not going to come back like my cousin's daughter, and it's unfortunate, like, you know, I mentioned that, it's a sad thing in our family, okay? conspiracies are also involved in this, because you got to go back to Dr. John Coleman, the Committee of 300, and the Council of 13. They will assassinate and terminate entire families within their own group who they call jumping the traces. Kennedy, John Kennedy, when I was in the military, I went in because of him. Okay, I thought John Kennedy was a great president at the time. The assassination was not done by Oswald. Oswald could not have shot him with that Russian rifle. It was a bolt action, three times in the throat. The trajectory was off. There was no way he could have done it. If you know what a trajectory is, if you've ever been in the military like I was, if he'd have shot him in the throat, it would have come down into the chest because he was up on the fifth floor, right? Well, these bullets went through him. They went one, and they were three. If you look at the profile pictures on the internet, it shows it like a diagram on one of the websites I went to. And I was reading an article that some people had talked about, and this was in Dr. John Coleman's research. This was what's called not only an assassination, it was a torture assassination. The throat is one of the worst places to be shot, and three bullets going through your throat. He took 30 minutes before he died. Okay? It was a tragic event. This is what they would do. Another family they terminated was the Onassis family. Do you remember them? You remember the billionaire Onassis? He married Kennedy. But here's what happened. A lot of people think, oh, his daughter died of a lung disease down in Buenos Aires. He died of a lung disease too. Ha ha. And his son was killed on an airplane accident, right? But the pilot and the other passenger on board weren't even injured. Onassis offered $1 million to find out who murdered his son. He knew his son was murdered. Okay, then the daughter, but the son died in 73, Onassis died in 75, his ex-wife died in 74. They wanted everybody dead. And then they finally got to his daughter, Christine. Now, she had a daughter. The daughter is living with the banker. I think he was a banker in Sweden, And the daughter is living there. I don't know if they'll go after the daughter. They may feel that, you know, they've already done their dirty deed. This is what they do. Okay, this is the Illuminati. Astrophysics, Stargate, autosuggestion, they all fit into this. Stargate, the Congress actually had an investigation into it. I've got the stuff written out here, and I know I had it somewhere here, but my lights are so dark here. And I'm going to, you know, it's 7:32, and I've got like maybe 20 minutes, and I'm not going to be able to get through all this. I've got a whole litany of information on Navarro. I've got I've got all these scientists over here. I've got UFO and me. I was going to tell you about me, and I got that in my book, Giving Up the Ghost. I wrote a book called Giving Up the Ghost, and I will hopefully have it published soon. I will keep you posted. I'm having some editing done to it, and as soon as the editing is done, I definitely intend to publish it. And it's going to be in two publications. One will be what's called a condensed version. I'll have that on probably on Kindle. With my other book, right now that book is on Kindle. It is called Magnetic Marketing. I was in marketing for many years. I have another article here that I wrote, and this is actually relates to what we're talking about today. Okay, and I've got to go back and get all this other information. Of course, I've researched a lot of information on the planet called Navarro, also referred to as Planet X. According to information, it may pass very close to the Earth. Okay, the last time it came very close to the Earth was about 7,200 years ago. Okay, now I'm going to give you these. Oh wait a minute, I missed a few links here. I got a couple more pages of stuff that I wanted to add. Do you remember Mr. Spock on Star Trek? After he left Star Trek, when it was over, he had a program called In Search of It, and two of the shows, one of them featured three Greek ships that sunk off the coast of South Carolina about 7,000 to 7,500 years ago, okay? So that was one feature. And then on another show, he had these coal miners in Colorado had gone down into a mine shaft, and they broke through an old mine shaft. And in the other mine, now these connect, so pay attention. The second mine shaft was an old mine shaft that they went in, and they found all this Greek pottery in there, wine flasks and everything, dating back about 7,000 years ago. Okay, Nibiru comes around the sun 3,600 years. So the second time would be 7,200 years. So that would be going backwards 7,200 years. So that puts a time frame, a time element for the okay, if it turns out like last time, we'll let him go. And if he has something good to say, we'll talk to him. Okay? Okay, John, you're on. John?
Hey, Jim?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Jim? Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
What can we do for you tonight?
I had a question about the Bermuda Triangle, but first I want to know, why didn't you start the show on time?
Okay, another question like that. I'm sorry about that. We had a little problem with Skype, okay? I'm new to Skype, and hopefully that won't happen next week. And I apologize to everyone once. If you didn't hear that, I apologize again to you, John. I really, you know, I normally, on all my other networks, I'm right on time, and like I told Don, I will definitely know what to do next week, okay? I hope that's satisfactory. John?
Yes?
Are you there?
Yeah. Hi, Jim.
Was that explanation satisfactory? Hello?
Yes, I have a question.
Yeah, but did you hear what I said? Did you hear my response to your question?
No. One of your security guards came on and warned me not to mess around with you.
Huh. What I said was I came on late because I'm
right.
New to Skype, and I kind of goofed up. I didn't know what I was really doing here with Skype. I've never used Skype before, okay? So I was a little late.
Oh, so that's why you're not starting the show on time?
That was tonight. I hope next week I'm on time. You know, it was just a glitch because I'm not familiar with it, and I hope you'll accept my apology.
All right. All right.
Okay,
now
your question.
My real question. I have a question for one of your guests.
One of my guests. They didn't show up tonight.
Have a couple of ladies on tonight.
They did not show up. I am so sorry. I've been emailing them, and they were supposed to get back to me. Neither one of them got back to me, and I have not heard back from them yet. I was checking my emails just a few
minutes. Kind of shipping you up in here, Jim.
Pardon? You broke up. I'm sorry. What was that?
You're up in here. Starting the show late. No guests. What kind of show is this?
Well, it's a talk show. Okay.
Talk
it's a Jim Freitas talk show, and I'm providing information about 12-21-12, which is our narrative,
12,
and
12,
all
21,
the 12. All the information that I'm talking about, links from, like I said, from the beginning to the end, and the end to the beginning.
John,
yeah, hold on a minute there, Jim. Yes, honey.
Let Jim know to start the show on time, please.
I heard Hello? That, and I next week I will be on time.
Yeah, hi, Jim. This is Arlene Machiavelli. I head up the UFO fan club here at Arlene.com, and I want to know why you're not starting the show on time. You know, we have a big group here right now who are waiting to listen to you.
I'm new to Skype. I've never used it before. And when they sent the connection to me, it didn't show up on my Skype box, okay? So when I called the studio, I asked them, and they told me he's sending it again. So when he sent it, it was like a couple minutes late, and I apologize. Arlene, please forgive me. Arlene, if you have a pencil and paper, I want to give you some information on some UFOs, because you were mentioning you were a member of the UFO fan club. I don't know if you heard what I said earlier. I actually witnessed a UFO crash at Ramstein Air Base in Germany where I was stationed. I also was a witness to a second UFO, which was almost the length of a football field. That's a big UFO, okay? So anybody who tells me UFOs don't exist, they're talking to the wrong person, okay? I will tell you again, and I apologize for being late. I did not know how to use Skype. Next week, I can tell you right now, I will be on Skype. Or is that on time? Okay. 12/21/12. Will this be our last day on Earth? Will mankind be obliterated? Will you and your family be ready to meet your maker? Will you hold to the notion there is no God? Will you insist on going to hell with your other atheist, secular humanist, and socialist good time buddies? I hope not. So I'd like you to join us each week as we cover a different segment of 12/21/12. All of the pieces I've been giving you, I call parts to the jigsaw puzzle, okay? And there is a malaise in society today. People are not paying attention to what's going on. Many people, if you tell them you've seen a UFO, or you believe in a UFO, or you've seen an alien, and Dirk Vanderpoeg, who is the publisher of UFODigest.com, I spoke to him a few months back. He has several other websites, and I was getting ready to do articles on UFOcontroversy.com, which is part of his network. And they had sent me some information on aliens, and I want to tell you something. This is more startling and fascinating than many people can imagine. And if, like I said, if they don't believe in UFOs, they don't believe in aliens, they're going to wake up one morning and they're going to see them right in their face. They're going to be here. They're here already, but they're going to be more in your face as time goes by. Okay? The elite of the elitists, the elite, boy, I'm telling you, the elite of the elitists want, according to reports, 80% of the world dead. This was an article I was reading on the internet. And my response is, how interesting. So who will be your grocer, your launderer, your gas station attendant, your druggist, your waitress, your cook, your banker? Oh, yeah, and who'll do your cooking? If 80% are dead, you'll want to be dead as well, because I don't think that if, you know, these elitists who want the world dead really comprehend what they are asking for. It's all part of this doomsday scenario that I was reading on the internet while back. And of course, you get into all these different people like Nostradamus, Mother Shipton, and Edgar Cayce, the Sleeping Prophet. And he was perhaps one of the most amazing, as he was 100% correct all the time. A lot of people tried to attack him by saying, well, he made this prediction, but this happened. And he said in his predictions that you have the opportunity to go this way or that way. If you go this way, these tragedies will happen. If you do this, this will happen. He predicted Hitler. He predicted World War I. He predicted World War II. He predicted the start and the finish of both wars. He predicted the rise and fall of Hitler. Mother Shipton had a saying, and I loved hers. One of the things she wrote was, carriages without horses shall go. Okay, I guess that would refer to cars. And accidents fill the world with woe. Things like the Titanic, 9/11, and more. Around the world, thoughts shall fly. Telephones, wireless, and the internet. In the twinkling of an eye. Underwater, men shall walk. Scuba divers and deep-sea bell divers. Shall ride, shall sleep, and talk. Would you say that's submarines? In the air, men shall be seen. Aircraft, in white, in black, and in green. Astronauts, iron in the water shall float. Submarines, as easy as a wooden boat. Ships and Nautilus craft. There were a number of people who had prophetic visions of different types, whether or not people want to accept them or acknowledge them. UFOs have always been something that a lot of people, in fact, I was reading an article the other day, I think it said 65% of people still don't believe in UFOs and aliens. And I'm going, wow, you need to get with the program because it is here. They are here. They're all over the place. And if you go on the internet and look up websites, you'll find a whole bunch of them. I've got them written down here. I wanted to give them to my audience this evening before we leave the air because we only have about 10 minutes left. Those of you who were up in Canada talking to me may know some of these already. Of course, I just mentioned UFODigest.com. And, of course, Dirk also has UFO Digest Canada. So I'm sure you guys are paying attention to that one. Now, years ago, back in the 70s, Supreme Court of the United States ordered the Air Force to release what was called Project Blue Book to the public. Unfortunately, the military played their silly games and took all the very important items out of Project Blue Book and put it into what's called Project Black Book. Being in the military, I knew about these things. Okay, so what you have is the first UFO sightings in America. Are you ready for this? July 1868. Okay, actually happened UFO actually crashed on a ranch in Texas. True story. Okay, Project Blue Book was not very informative. HTTP, /UFOHQ.org. Okay. There's another one called MUFON.com, MUFON. And then there's UFOinfo.com. But I still like UFO Digest. And he also has one called Middle Earth, Quest for Middle Earth, UFO Online. He has a few others. Now, my WordPress, for those of you who are interested in seeing what I've been writing about on some of these things, is jimfriedistalkshow.wordpress.com. And then my website is jimfriedistalkshow.ws. I'm still working on that one. I want to try and put the tuner bars on there so that you can go right to my website. Okay. Crowdedskies.com. Okay, there's another one. Bestaliensites.com. Did you know Obama has a website called presidentialufo.com, ufoportal.com. I've got hundreds of them, but I'm not going to give you any more tonight. That's enough to keep you busy for a few days. Okay. I'm going to ask you five questions. Okay. I'm going to ask you these five questions and you answer them yourself. Is there an evil gene? Yes or no? Is socialism an evil? Is the false prophet among us? Is the Antichrist among us? Do all of the above connect with each other? Okay, yes or no? And actually, they do connect. Okay, and I'll get to that at a later time. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk about tonight was Russian, British, and American scientists were being terminated. Star Wars scientists, about 30, were actually murdered in Britain, several in America, and I heard of a few in Canada. There seems to be a media blackout on this, okay? There was a number of scientists who were working on biological weapons that they came up with a cure for, like for anthrax. And all these scientists, every one of them who were working on it, who came close, were murdered. Very suspicious the way they were murdered. The Star Wars scientists, they were also murdered because many of them were so close to proving UFOs. I'm going to get into that in later shows. What I want to do is I'm going to try and direct your attention to some of these Star Wars scientists, and here's another one. Elite Russian scientists were murdered. This was translated from Russian into America by Anna Osipova, and it was a Pravda. I guess Pravda, which is their paper, the professor of the University of Moscow was found murdered in his apartment. And these were all top scientists. There were numbers of them. I'm not going to get into the details right now, but when you say 30 Star Wars scientists in Britain alone were all murdered, and then a bunch of them in the U.S., I don't know about Canada. I haven't found out about Canada, but I do know that in Russia they were also murdered. They were so close to proving, like I said, UFO existence and other lives. Now, the thing that really got me was the other day I found a, I don't know if this was a joke or what, but a Facebook page for, ready for this? The Illuminati. Yeah. So, want to get in touch with Tom Hanks. That's my next goal, to find out what his whole thinking was on angels and demons. He had another movie along that line. I forget the name offhand. I'll get into that later. But I think he had some reason for that, because he's a Scientologist, and I don't know whether Scientology is connected to the Masons and all these other things, but I do know there's a whole list. Dr. Coleman, who I mentioned earlier, was with MI6, had listed a whole list of them. They are all connected, and there are more religious orders around the world connected to this than you can imagine. Now, normally we go until 7:55, and I've got 7:53, so I'm going to once again apologize to those of you who are upset that I came on late. Please accept my apology. I'd offer you a cup of coffee, but we're thousands of miles apart, and I would hope that you would have a little bit of a give me a break, being this is the first time. And like I said, I've never used Skype, and I didn't know that there was a connection when I was looking at my box on the internet. It didn't show any connection. And then they told me back at the studio when I called them that they were sending it again. So apparently it hadn't arrived, and I had no control over that. We are going to make sure that that doesn't happen next week. I'm sure that the staff up there at the main studio will see to it that we are on time. And if not, I won't have dessert, and I'll go to my room early. Okay? I want to try and keep this light and informal, and I want you to try and ask questions. I will like I said, I will work real hard this week to try and get those two, one of those two ladies to be my guest next week so that we can have a bigger discussion on things that go bump in the night. Oh boy. And so I will see you here next week and I will be on time. I'm Jim Freitas for the Jim Freitas Talk Show, and we want to thank you for being with us tonight, and we'll be here next week. Thank you.